I don't like Pete. Never have. He's a perfect example of your sniveling, scheming, basically selfish and untrustworthy kind of cat. Like most cats, he's not too bright, yet he has a genius for showing up where he's not wanted. Where he's not wanted is anywhere I happen to be, because at the risk of repeating myself, I don't like him. I saw him coming down the hill from the machine shed. He had his tail stuck straight up in the air. He was purring like a little chainsaw and rubbing up against shrubs and posts and everything else that couldn't kick him away. Well, my ears shot up and my lips began to curl. Funny how that happens. All I have to do is see that cat, and these processes begin to take hold. I mean, it's completely automatic. My ears fly up and the lips rise, unsheathing a set of deadly fangs. And did I mention the growl? Yes. A deep roar of a growl began to rumble in my lower throat. Again, completely automatic. Stop right there, cat. You're approaching the injury zone. A few more steps and you'll be in the zone of sudden death.
Hi, Hanky. What you doing?
I'm minding my own business, which is something you ought to try sometime.
Nice day for a roundup, isn't it?
Maybe it is and maybe it ain't. Either way, it's nothing you need to worry about.
I'm surprised you're not out gathering cattle.
Oh, yeah? Well, this life is full of surprises, and you're fixing to buy yourself a truckload of them. He yawned and arched his back.
Oh, I like your new necktie, Hanky. You look good in that color.
I look good in any color.
Yes, but yellow seems to fit you somehow.
What do you mean by that? Explain yourself and be quick about it. If you mean what I think you mean, you've set a new record for getting yourself into serious trouble.
Not a thing, Hanky. Just remember, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's one for you. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but I will break your neck. How do you like that one?
That's a little crude, but then so are you.
That's right, and proud of it. He sat down in front of me, and the end of his tail began to twitch like a snake.
How long's your rope, Hanky?
I was about to give him a stinging reply when suddenly I realized what he was doing. This cat was trying to lure me into an argument. What he didn't realize was that I had been trained for this sort of thing. See, to get certified in security work, a guy has to go through a rigorous training period where the emphasis is on self-discipline. The basic idea is simple. When you're confronted by a taunting cat, you must realize what the cat is trying to do. That's the first step. Once you've figured out step one, then you move on to step two. In the step two phase, you activate the iron discipline for which cow dogs are famous. We have certain exercises to strengthen our self-discipline, but I'm not at liberty to reveal them at this time, so we'll move along to step three. In the step three phase, we engage a powerful force called laser logic. Stripped of the complex technical termination, laser logic can be described as the secret weapon dogs use against cats and other obnoxious animals. It enables us to make very sophisticated plans, see? And to stay one step ahead of the enemy. Do we have time for one quick example? Okay, take our present situation. This cat was trying to lure me into a fight. Your ordinary ranch dog would fall for this trick, in which case he would make a dive for the cat and merely prove what the cat had known all along, that the dog was tied up and therefore couldn't satisfy his desire to pulverize the stupid cat. Your higher-bred, highly trained cow dog, on the other hand, will engage his laser logic and come up with a winning strategy. Instead of falling for the cat's trick, he turns the tables on the cat and does the opposite of everything he says. Amazing. Now watch and I'll demonstrate. Okay, we've got Pete sitting there in front of me, twitching his stupid tail, which is something that really annoys me. And he says,
"How long is your rope, Hanky?"
At that point, I engage step one and move rapidly through stage two and into stage three. Accomplish the whole thing in just a matter of seconds. And instead of losing my temper, barking, lunging against the rope, and so forth, I give him a friendly smile. Now listen to this. "Why, I don't know how long it is, Pete, nor do I understand why you should care. But if you're really concerned about it, I'd be happy for you to measure it." That's iron discipline right there.
"No, but I'll bet you could reach my tail if you really wanted to."
I studied his alleged tail, which he continued to twitch. "You're exactly right, Pete. I could, but I really don't have any interest in your tail." Oh, that almost destroyed him. Laser logic. He moved a little closer, and his tail drew some figure eights in the air.
"I'm sure you could reach it here."
I laughed. It's very satisfying to reach a level of maturity at which you can laugh off all the silliness of this old world. "You're right, Pete. Back in the old days, I would have made a dive for your tail, but I've developed other interests, and I just don't have time for you or your childish games." That's stunning. Absolutely stunning. He moved a little closer. He was getting within range now on that tail, but iron discipline prevailed. Good old iron discipline.
"I'll bet you can't reach me here."
"Huh? What was that? Did you say I can't reach you there?" He bobbed his head up and down.
"That's what I said, Hanky. I bet you can't."
For a moment there, I was confused. Pete had taped the turtles on me, or you might say, turned the tables on me. Either way, the point is that he had shifted, in a typical sneaky cat-like manner, the fulcrum of his attack. That ploy might have worked had I not been trained for this sort of thing. I was confused, but only for a few seconds. Then laser logic kicked in. Do the opposite of everything he says. Before, he had said,
"I bet you can reach my tail."
Now he was saying,
"I bet you can't reach my tail."
Indeed, he had shifted his strategy. At that point, when most dogs would have gone into a period of confused barking, the laser logic system took over, and I shifted into automatic. My mind began gliding through the complex calculations. The advantage of using higher mathematics and laser logic is that you avoid impulsive behavior and dumb mistakes. Also, once laser logic has solved the equation, a guy isn't burdened down by a bunch of unnecessary thinking. You just, by George, take your answer and get after it. Which is exactly what I did. It was double sic'em time. I made a dive for the cat with every intention of dividing his tail by two and multiplying that time's deadly force. He escaped by the narrowest of margins. He hissed, arched his back, raised the hair along his spine, flattened his ears, and backed away. Hey, it didn't scare me, not even a little bit. In fact, that hissing stuff gets on my nerves and makes me even meaner, wilder, and ferociouser than ever. I coiled my powerful legs under me and lunged at him and hit the end of the darn rope, you might say. I'd sort of forgotten about that in the heat of... That might have been one factor we'd forgotten to put into the... Let me say this. It's hard to keep a deep, thunderous bark when you have a tightrope against your throat. Sort of throttles the thunder down to a squeak. And while a squeak is only a squeak, it beats the heck out of cowardly silence. I barked. I squeaked. I lunged against the rope, tore up the ground, raised a cloud of dust, and snapped my jaws like a bear trap. Obviously, outmaneuvered, outbarked, and outsmarted, Pete took up a position just beyond my reach and, well, popped me on the nose with his claws, you might say, every time I moved into his range, which was fairly often. Yes, we lost a little blood and sustained a few casualties, but we expect that in an armed confrontation. Okay, it hurt. Let's go ahead and put that into the record. The nose did, in fact, take some direct hits, and there for a minute or two, it appeared that Pete was getting the better end of the deal. But then something happened that changed everything. It came as a complete surprise to Pete, but, as you might have already guessed, It was no surprise to me, for it was merely phase two of my two-phase strategy. Just as I had predicted, the rope broke, and suddenly Pete's advantage turned to mush, as I not only snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat, but also snatched Pete into the jaws of destruction.